Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host today. My co-host, Tony Bush, is still traveling. That's 3 weeks in a row. But I'm happy to have Mary Lou Vandehei, one of our other SCORE mentors and past chapter chairman, here as my guest host this morning. Mary Lou, good to have you here.
Good morning, Randy.
Mary Lou, could you just take a moment and just tell us a little bit about what you do in SCORE and how you've been with SCORE?
Okay, I've been with SCORE 5 years. I retired from Kimberly-Clark as a, my background is accounting, financial, a little bit of systems kind of stuff. And I worked for them my entire career right out of college to the day I decided to retire. But I, what I did after I retired is I looked around a little bit and kind of, you know, did all the painting in my house that I needed to do because you don't see that when you're working lots of hours. But then I said, you know, how can I take the skills that I've accumulated over my career and give them back? So at that point, I looked up SCORE. I kind of knew about SCORE, heard about them over the years, and decided to volunteer for them. So I've been with SCORE now 5 years. I'm currently the membership chair. Mm-hmm. And as such, I recruit. So right now, our chapter is about 55 members.
Mm-hmm.
And growing. And we have the chapter offices in Appleton. We meet at the Appleton Chamber. And we have a branch in Oshkosh, which is about 15. And we have another group down in Fond du Lac, which was recently started about maybe a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're always looking for members to grow. We currently need mechanical engineers and e-commerce kinds of backgrounds in the Appleton area. In the Fond du Lac area, because we're just growing there, we need kind of the whole RAM, the basics for every business. We need operations people. We'd love to have mechanical engineers, finance people, bankers, operations, mm-hmm. social media, insurance. So anyone down there that's willing to think about using their skills to give back, we'd love to have you.
Okay. All you have to do if you are interested is go out to our website, which is at foxcities.score.org, and you'll find a link there that says volunteer. It takes about a minute and a half to fill out the information on that, and we'll follow up with you. As was said, yeah, we are definitely looking for people in the Fond du Lac area to give back to the community. SCORE itself, of course, we said we've got about 55 members right now. We cover an 8-county area all the way down through Green Lake, Washera, Marquette counties, as well as Outagamie and Waupaca and Calumet. So we cover a pretty broad spectrum, pretty broad area, and have people from just about any walk of life you can imagine when it comes to business. So, again, if you're looking for help as a new business, startup, or planning your business, give us a contact. You can reach us. I said at our website, which is at foxcities.score.org, and we'd be more than happy to provide you with the information about what we need to have you do to become a member. Also, real quickly, in addition to the mentoring programs that we have at SCORE, we also do a number of special programs and seminars throughout the year. We have one coming up in May that if you're looking for, it's the five-step program we do. It's called Simple Steps. And that will be coming up on May 20th, will be the first session. We hold that first one at the Copper Rock here in Appleton. It runs from 8:30 to 12:30, and we include breakfast and lunch on that one. But it starts out on the idea of the basics of being in business. And move through that through four more sessions, which will be ending on Wednesday the 17th of June. So it'll be every Wednesday evening. covering things like the marketing concepts. Mary Lou, I know you do the area as far as the financial projections and all of the documents that you need and plans that you need to do to carry your financials through. But then we also do the last session, and that's the one that everybody is interested in, is where do I find the money? We do how to work with your banker, but also non-traditional forms of financing. So all of these areas are available to you through SCORE, and we would ask you to give us a call or look us up on the website. And again, that's foxcities.score.org, and we'd be happy to work with you on that one.
Right, and people can do the whole series of five, or they can do any individual class.
Right, right. And again, that will be on the website. You can register right there. They're actually $25 per class. So, yeah, we look forward to having you there. We're going to be introducing our guest today very shortly, and that's going to be Paul Hoffman from the Hoffman and Company, as well as Norb West, who is also a member of that organization. We're going to be talking about risk management, ideas about insurance and investing for small businesses. So we'll be getting back to that in just a moment. First of all, I would like to take a moment to thank our sponsors out there that we have. They're the ones, of course, who help us to make BizTalk available to you. We have Fox Communities Credit Union for your business needs and business loans. Also, Albertson Hailing, CPAs. They're a little busy right now, but if you have things that you need help with, they're an excellent source, an excellent resource for you to get your accounting work done. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Epiphany Law, which is a boutique law firm here in the Valley, specializing in business law, all of the types of things that you need to get your business started, how to work with it, and so on. So Epiphany would be the place to get in contact for those kinds of needs that you have. Also, we want to say thank you to Bank First National Bank coming here in. They're going to be opening their branch here in the Fox Cities very shortly. And so we want to thank them for their sponsorship. Again, they are SBA qualified lenders. And so if you're looking for financial help, that's Bank First National. The other two sponsors that we have, I'd like to say, again, thank you to eBiz Results. They're the ones who put together our website for us and keep that up to date and current. That's eBiz Results. And then finally, a thank you out to the Business News. Excellent publication, comes out every 2 weeks and contains just about all the information you need to keep up to date and what's going on throughout the area as far as chamber information, who's new in business, what's happening, and things to do. So again, that's the Business News. Would ask you to please take a look at that publication. It's like I said, comes out every 2 weeks, and it's $20 a year. So it's a very, very economical way to stay in touch with what's happening in business. So again, thank you to our sponsors. At this point in time, we'll be taking a quick break. Coming back to talk to our guests from Paul Hoffman and Company. You're listening to the BizTalk Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business. I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Okay, welcome back. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host here on the BizTalk radio show this morning. I have Mary Lou Vandehei, another SCORE mentor, with us as my co-host. And our guests today are from Paul Hoffman and Company. And I have Paul Hoffman, who is the president and CEO. And I also have Norbert West, who is an insurance specialist for the Paul Hoffman and Company. Paul, Norbert, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All righty. Paul, I'm going to start with you. And if you would just take a few minutes, just tell us a little bit about Paul Hoffman and Company and about yourself.
Well, I guess the easiest place to start is just say, you know, Paul Hoffman and Company, what do we do? And it's, in essence, it's a team of advisors that work with a pretty simple and straightforward mission. Our mission is to enrich the lives of our clients, our employees, and our communities.
Okay.
And the way that we do that is, of course, by working with financial products, financial planning, investments, insurance. And we try to do that an awful lot with experts in each of the areas.
Okay.
As I've been working in, I've been a certified financial planner for about 30 years now. And the one thing that I've learned is I can't know enough about all the different areas.
Right. How many people do you have here in the shop in Appleton?
In the shop here in Appleton, there's 8 employees. Throughout the Midwest, we have 67 financial professionals that are dealing with in the neighborhood of 22,000 personal and business accounts, managing somewhere over $1.5 billion.
So you have a very, very broad range of experience and a broad range of products available out there.
Yeah, okay. I get to work with a really great team of guys every day.
Well, speaking of that team, I'm going to ask Norbert West. Norbert, you're an insurance specialist. What is your role with Hoffman, and how long have you been involved with these kinds of programs?
Well, I work with Paul. I'm the risk management specialist, and I'm the insurance professional, as they call it. And I spent over 30 years with credit unions, 15 of it as a chairman of a board of a major credit union in the area. And this area really intrigued me and really delved into it, and I became the specialist, as you want to say, in risk management. And I deal specifically with insurance products of life insurance, long-term care, and disability.
Okay. All righty. And so, and you've been with Hoffman for how long?
I joined Paul about a year ago, and so we're a little over a year that I've been with Paul. Before that, I was at another major life insurance company.
Okay. So, but you have experience, a lot of experience then working with the small businessman and the in getting them going. I know you use the term, which when we come back we'll be talking about quite a bit, is the idea of risk management and how that all plays into starting the businesses. Paul, where are you guys located?
We're on Wisconsin Avenue, the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and Superior Street. Many people in Appleton will recognize Wilmar's. Mm-hmm. We're right across the street from the big green Wilmar's candy building.
All right.
So after you get your financial stuff all in line, go have a piece of chocolate.
Yes, and putting in a plug for them is they do have a sample every day, which is just, if you want to run across there and get one, it's a great way to take a morning break.
Okay, so that way we'll end up with a couple of sweet deals on both sides, right?
There we go.
Okay, all right. Very good. Well, Paul, Norman, we're going to get back to you shortly. I think we're going to take a quick break at this point in time and come back then and get into some details. A reminder, if you have any questions for Paul or Norbert or any of us as far as SCORE is concerned, ask you to give us a call. The studio number here is 281-1150 in Appleton, or you have the TDS toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. Again, give us a call if you have any questions regarding risk management or SCORE, and we'll be happy to answer those for you. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, and you are listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And good morning once again. My name is Randy Melzer. You're listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show. I have our guests today are from Paul Hoffman and Company, Mr. Paul Hoffman, who is the CEO, and also Mr. Norbert West, who is their insurance specialist. We're going to talk today a little bit about managing and planning for some of the things that go on in business that are referred to as risks, and how financial planning should be done, what's it all involved. So I guess with the start of that, when we're talking about risk management and planning together, how does that all fit together? Paul?
Well, to start with, financial planning is really made up of a number of different subcategories, so to speak. A few of those would be, of course, what a lot of people think of right away when they hear the word financial planning, it's they're thinking investment planning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a piece.
Yep.
There's also estate planning. There's tax planning. There's liability planning. All sorts of different aspects of the total financial picture. One of those subcategories is risk management.
Okay.
When we talk about risk management, many times the insurance people, the insurance professionals interchange insurance for risk management. And one of the cautions to be aware of is that there's a process behind risk management, and insurance is not always the case. Insurance is one of the solutions that's available, but I think if you follow the process of identifying and analyzing your risk, then when you get to the solution part, it becomes a lot more clear.
Okay, when we talk about risks, there's a lot of different things that come to mind, and first question I would ask is, when do you start this planning? How important is to get going? When?
Risk management is really something that as you and the rest of your organization score. It's first working with a prospective entrepreneur, a business owner, whomever. Risk management really starts at the core, at the day one.
Mm-hmm.
It's even analyzing the question: should I enter this business?
Yes.
Part of that is, will I make enough money at it, or will there be enough sales, all those sorts of just business risks.
Mm-hmm.
But it continues right on through to, the largest organizations in the world. The Kimberly-Clarks of the world have whole departments that do nothing but risk management.
Right. But for the little guy, just one-man, two-man shops, is it another vital, important thing for them to be aware of?
I think for the smaller the shop, the more important it is.
Okay.
Because the impact that any of the occurrences would have is just so much larger. If you have I'll keep picking on Kimberly Clark, but if the president of Kimberly Clark gets sick,
yeah,
and he's down for 2 weeks, well, somebody's going to step up and fill in.
Yes.
If you're a one-man plumbing shop and you're sick for 2 weeks,
right,
that's a very bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, so just the size of the problem gets so much bigger because of the
yeah, the risk, because that individual is sick, has a direct impact on the daily operations of the business. So it's a totally different kind of risk that you have to think about.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we were kind of looking at that, and you said to you identifying certain types of risks. You've got the idea about business risks, physical risks, or human risk. Can you kind of just kind of expound a little bit, especially on the business risks to start with, what they should be looking at?
The business risk, you really start thinking about the ability of, like Paul was leading to, is, am I going to make enough money? If an event happens, will that cash flow continue or will it stop?
Mm-hmm.
How much debt you're taking on, and again, if an event happens, how is that debt going to be handled? You know, you got payments you got to make.
Right.
If you have, so you got to think of strategy for that. You know, the other thing is too is that an event will happen, then you have a base of customers that you have on a regular basis. If you can't fulfill their needs, they move on. So that's another risk.
Okay. And how do you help somebody to identify and protect against these risks?
Well, they, as you just alluded to, the first step is just identifying them.
Okay.
What are they, you know, what are the risks that could stand in front of you? And again, going back to what you're saying, you know, natural risks.
Yep.
That a storm rips through the Fox Valley. You know, it gets really, really cold for a few weeks, and your electricity freezes in the lines, or
you know,
all the different things that can happen. Human risk.
Okay.
Somebody gets sick, disabled, death. You know, those sorts of things. As I said, first thing is just identifying them. Then you start analyzing what does this risk mean to the business.
Okay.
And if everybody could see my hands, it'd be easier because I talk with them so much. But
I see
that's,
that.
That's one of the beauties of radio. You can get away with that. So we'll keep going.
Yeah, but I guess trying to describe it, if going back to the high school algebra where mm-hmm. we're doing mm-hmm. the graphing
yep.
and saying on the x-axis you have the probability of a risk
right.
Occurring, the y-axis being the cost,
right.
is then you can start pegging the risks to where they belong. It's the risk of somebody catching a cold and slowing down for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a risk, but okay, what's the cost on it? On the other hand, if we have a risk such as an asteroid zooms in from outer space and lands on my building with yeah. all eight of us in the building, okay, that's catastrophic. Probability isn't very high.
Right.
You know, but really what we're looking to do is identify the risks and then peg what is the cost compared to the probability of them occurring.
Okay. Most of the people, when they start talking about this, kind of look at, you know, you mentioned the physical risks, those kinds of things, and kind of overlook that human risk factor. And I guess, Norv, that's an area that you work with a lot, is in that those ideas of the human risks. How do you help to counsel people on what they should do and how to take care of these, what these ideas are all about?
Well, when you get into the human risk, you know, Paul likes to use the word stakeholders, and I think really puts into place if there's a death or if you're unable to work or if you have an extended illness, who does it all affect? You know, most of us think it's just the business, but, you know, many of us in smaller businesses, you got a family also at the same time. You also have clients or other people that you're working to assist with. And so those things take on a different context. I think in the case of death, I think more people are aware of worrying about the death, and they tend to overlook the disability, the inability to work mm-hmm. or provide income. And that one tends to be harder to address, only from the aspect of if you use this process, it becomes easier. But most time they're just taking a guess and say, well, I just need disability insurance and forgot about that five-year lease you signed and I can't get out of and those kind of things. So really goes back to this process of starting out, discovering what is a possible risk, and your analyzation of it, saying, is it a high impact, is it a high probability? And then you got a choice of what you want to do with it. Are you going to transfer that risk? Are you going to try to avoid it? Are you going to retain it, or are you going to try to mitigate it? Those are your choices.
Well, one of the issues that come up in that also is the idea of time. You know, how long is that risk going to be there? How should I cover that? Is the people aware, or how do you make people more aware of those kinds of questions about, you know, the fact because insurance works risk and time, so it has to be put into consideration.
Yeah. On the human risk area, would you explain a little bit about how workers' comp insurance occurs, who should have it, when you should do it, all that kind of stuff, how workers' comp works?
Workers' comp is actually one that's fairly easy to address just because it's law. If you have employees that you are paying, you need to have workers' comp insurance.
Yeah, but by law, it's required?
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as you start paying employees, that's a requirement. And it's a pretty big penalty, actually, if you decide or forget to buy it. So that's probably the easiest of the risk to address just because you don't really have any choices.
But is that one that, say I'm a new business owner, does the state actually contact me and tell me I have to have that, or is that something that I'm just supposed to know and go find it?
Yes, you are supposed to just say know it.
Okay.
And that would be the fall in the realm of if you are paying wages and you start doing withholdings, you start doing state withholdings, federal withholdings, Social Security.
Payroll
taxes. That all just falls into that whole realm of you should know it
right.
as you're hiring people.
And that's one of the things that if you don't go to score, you may not know that when you start.
Exactly.
Out.
And when a person is talking to you about their business insurance risks, I would assume that that's one that you bring up early in the conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, that as well as the natural risks of the business, those really are items that people will tend to insure rather than retaining them for themselves.
Okay. Well, you've got those points there that you mentioned, which, you know, as far as how you can address a risk, you know, the avoidance or, you know, mitigation, transferring, sharing, retention, all of these words that we kind of use to talk about how to handle risk. Can you want to cover those different possibilities of how we do that?
Sure. And really, there are four ways to address a risk. First is just avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
An example there would be you have a machine. I'm going to change my example midstream. Mm-hmm. Is back in the day, companies were making asbestos tiles,
right.
which were really great floor tiles.
In my youth, I put down a lot of that.
Right, right up until they figured out it kills you.
Right.
The way to reduce that risk is to not make asbestos tiles anymore.
Right.
So that would just be avoidance.
Okay.
You're not going to do that anymore. The next way of dealing with risk is to reduce or try to mitigate that risk. An example there is you have a piece of machinery that it'd be fairly easy for somebody to get their arm caught into.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You put up a railing or a fence. You just try to reduce the risk that somebody's going to stick their arm in there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The next way of handling risk is to transfer or share the risk.
Okay.
And that would be oftentimes where you start talking about insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Is it you're basically transferring the risk of loss from yourself to the insurance company, of course, for a fixed price.
Right. Okay.
And then, of course, the fourth way to deal with risk is just to retain it.
Okay, and that means self-insured, basically.
Yeah. Well, you recognize there is a risk that something could happen. If it does, you recognize you're going to take a loss.
Okay.
You're just saying, okay, there is a risk, but I'm not going to transfer it, try to mitigate it, or avoid it.
Okay, so it's not going to be, it would be something that I could handle, the business will go on, and we won't close the door tomorrow because of this. We've got
right.
enough capital or whatever to be able to handle it. But as soon as it goes beyond that point, then you get to the idea of transfer.
Correct.
Okay.
I think a point on that, too, is that in the word retention, it doesn't say that you just ignore it. You may have plans in place. So if Paul's gone for a week, somebody else is stepping in his place that is doing some of those duties. So it may be more strategy as opposed to transferring or having somebody else manage the risk for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are important, too, as you get into some of the things that we talk about from a business aspect, is having a when these events happen, what else happens?
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't just buying insurance. It's also thinking through the process about how does the business continue on. And that's where Paul and I were trying to bring up is it isn't always insurance. I mean, some people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You think through the solution and look at how what would go on in the business to make sure it continues.
Yeah, that's one thing I have to say as an ex-Kimberly Clarker, since we're bringing them up, I, as a manager of people, I always made a very strong point of we need people cross-trained on each other's jobs, not only to cover vacations and sick leave, but just so that they know what is going on.
And that's a really great example of how to reduce or mitigate risk.
Yes.
It's just cross-training people,
right.
Having somebody ready to step up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you are independent agents, correct, in the insurance area. You have a number of companies that you work with and so on. What kind of things do these companies do to help me as a small businessman understand some of my risks? Can they come in and do certain things to help me do that?
There are several companies, large, very large companies, that offer services to a person like me that will help do a business evaluation, a risk evaluation. They give supporting materials. There are some of them that do a very good job of explaining the process and some of the options. And, of course, they have their pitch about their products and how that helps. But the underlying is there's a lot of companies, and being independent, we can really focus in on your specific case of what you're looking for and making sure it matches up with the process to your specific business.
Okay. And when it comes to getting in touch with you and how to get answers, where do we go?
Easiest way that I can say is paulhoffman.com.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's a little bit too easy. It's paulhoffmanandcompany.com.
Okay, I let you do that one. I won't make that mistake twice. So.
We can give out the phone numbers and addresses and all that stuff, and people I know are driving or riding won't remember anyhow, but paulhoffmanandcompany.com is by far the easiest.
All righty. Excellent on that. So, yes, we can, I think we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be coming back shortly to kind of wrap things up. We've been talking to Paul Hoffman and to Norbert West from Paul Hoffman and Company about risk management. So we'll be back shortly. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE, and we're talking on the Biz Talk radio show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to So roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox, you'll find a full line of business services, from great rates on business loans to affordable savings, checking and merchant accounts to direct deposit and automatic payments. We're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
Okay, and welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host for the day, and we are talking with Paul Hoffman and Norbert West from Paul Hoffman and Company, talking about risk management. One of the things that we always talk about at SCORE, of course, is planning, business planning, and how that all comes into play. Paul, when you're doing this, what are some of the things that should be in that business plan that people should think about?
Well, I really think that the first step in the risk management portion of the business plan really is identifying and pointing out who the stakeholders are.
Okay.
And when I'm saying that, what I'm referring to is if you have, for example, a small one-person shop, the stakeholders, and we'll just use the risk of death. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the biggest, most scary one is death. The stakeholders that we're trying to protect would be that one-man shop,
sure,
their family.
Right.
Now, as that business starts growing, you know, or if there's a couple of people that are our partners, they start out and they have their business going. Now, if one of them dies,
mm-hmm,
we need to protect the other one, the other right partner, as well as families.
Okay.
And that's where issues such as buy-sells come into play.
Okay.
And it may not be that, you know, you're insuring that, so to speak. For example, if Norb and I are partners, mm-hmm, we start a plumbing company today. A week from today, I die. Well, what is the financial loss to Norb?
Right.
There isn't one
it's
yet.
New, it's new. We're still growing.
Now, 5 years from now, mm-hmm, we're doing millions of dollars a year and life is grand. Now one of us dies. Now that's an issue that really is a big financial issue.
Okay, so
the first step is just having the buy sell agreement.
Okay,
is just saying, okay, if I die, Norb has the ability to buy my interest, so that Norb doesn't become my wife's partner.
right,
and it, which may or may not be good.
So in the case of the buy sell, it's actually the you know, business itself that owns the insurance on it, not the individual.
Maybe. And that gets fairly complex because of there's a number of tax issues that come into play.
Okay.
Is that trying not to take a long time to describe it, it's the proceeds from life insurance are tax free. If that proceed goes into the company and then the company buys the other partner's interest, now the company has a lot of value, but my spouse, or I should say the other partner, doesn't actually have the cash.
Right.
You know, and what we need to do is get that cash to my wife. So if that cash goes to the business and then the business is buying it and then it goes to the spouse, it's a little bit more than we can do in 5 minutes,
okay,
but that's a planning step that needs to take place,
right,
as you're funding the buy sell agreements.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back to the same thing, that the plan is not static. you have to renew it, review it, and take care of it on a regular basis.
Exactly.
When we're talking about planning and contacting again, you had mentioned that you have a couple of things that are involved with the wonderful world, of course, of identity theft and credit cards. And what was the program? You said you have a special program this week for people to contact you.
Well, and one of the things about radio is that you don't have direct feedback from the audience. And so as I'm wondering, you know, what audience thoughts and concerns and questions might be, if people would go to PaulHoffmanandCompany.com, go into the contact us and leave us a quick comment on what their thoughts are about what we talked about. You know, like us on Facebook and tell us what your thoughts are. We have a little metal credit card protector that we can send out to people that, with all the newfangled credit cards that will electronically zap all your information to the cash registers and stuff, there are also bad guys that have figured that out. And as you walk down the mall, you walk by them and they could capture all your credit card information just by you walking by. We have a little metal credit card case that will protect you for that.
Okay, so if they contact you at your website during this week, that would be available to them as a free gift.
Correct. And for those that are a little bit more seeking risk, if they don't want to protect their credit cards, we also have a deck of cards that they can use for next week's poker game.
So if you're into gambling instead of taking care of your risk, that's the alternative.
That's right.
A wonderful idea.
And he doesn't cover that kind of risk insurance.
Right, right. two bits of business that we have to take care of, and I understand, Paul, especially since your organization is involved in a number of things that are regulated and so on, there are certain disclosures and things that we have to make at the end of the show here just to keep you from getting into trouble. So
that's right.
You want to give us those two disclosures that we need to do.
Yes, and to keep me out of hot water, we do need to say that securities are offered through LPL Financial. LPL Financial is a member of FINRA and SIPC. I am licensed to sell securities in all 50 states. Mm-hmm. Advisory services are offered through Paul Hoffman and Company, which is a SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Okay, so we've now covered the details on that. Now we get to the fun part. At the end of each show, what we do is we'll ask our guests to give us a biz tip, a little gem of wisdom for those out there who've been listening. So, I don't know, Paul, do you want to do that, or do we get Norb to do one also?
Sure, actually staying on the theme of risk management, and having been running a business for 30 years, risk management is just not one of those things that people get excited about sitting down and doing.
Mm-hmm.
Put about 10 minutes a week fixed on the calendar to sit back and say, what risk do I face?
Okay.
And then each week just try to think of, you know, natural disasters, business risks.
Right,
what happens if this critical person goes down or that one? What if somebody gets sick? What if and just try to run through it.
Okay.
And then of course put a number on there.
Okay.
Is if it happens, how bad is it?
Right. Okay.
And that'll give an awful lot of what you need to start thinking through the risk management.
Okay. And once we've done that duty every week, how do we get in contact with you for help?
PaulHoffmanandCompany.com.
Okay, wonderful. Paul, Norbert, it's been very good to have you here today. Mary Lou, also thank you for joining us here in the studio today as a guest host, and we appreciate you being here. We will be back up next week. Hopefully, Tony will be back if he can find his way back from Tennessee. We'll be taking some time again to talk to people about how to start their businesses and things to go on. So, again, we'd like to thank you very much for joining us today. You've been listening to the Biz Talk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Make great, almighty sideline.